1241 WJBC and WJBC.com on our Farm to Table segment. And on the phone right now, we have Justin Maitland. Justin, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Doing well. Now, you are John the second son, so your grandfather was the senator.
John Jr. would be my grandfather, and then John the third is my father.
Okay, gotcha. Let's talk a little bit about young farmer's perspective here on the Farm to Table segment. And first of all, introduce yourself a little bit. Tell me about your involvement and your role in the family farm.
My involvement, I mean, I'm pretty much involved when it comes to picking out seed and stuff like that. I sit down with Dad and we discuss weed control, and I pretty much do it all. Truthfully.
Yeah, I mean, it's a family operation, and you're getting right in there. What is your education and background?
For high school, I went to Olympia. I took one or two ag classes there. From there, I went to Illinois Central College over in East Peoria, where I continued with more ag classes and got going with that. And then I transferred over to ISU. And I double majored in agronomy management and ag business. And so I graduated last May with my Bachelor of Science degree. And hoping with all that knowledge, I can help our family farm move forward in the years to come.
I got to ask, any political interest?
I don't know, probably not as much as I'm sure Grandpa would hope, but I do pay attention to stuff. That's for sure.
Well, fantastic. Yeah, and as a farmer, you got to pay attention to all that stuff going on. It is, we're in the middle of growing season. You know, I've been really impressed with everything I've heard from farmers. Just the amount of rain we've had has been enough, it seems like. What's your status with corn and soybeans right now?
Yeah, we've definitely had some pretty nice timely rain. They have been very beneficial for us. Corn's looking great. Everything's tasseled. It's already started to pollinate, which is great. Soybeans are, up and looking good too. Everything's looking pretty good with these timely rains and some good heat. It's really helping things grow and look good.
What challenges have your crops encountered this year?
I think a big thing, definitely for the soybeans, and I guess corn too, we've seen a lot of water hemp for a weed. That weed's, it's getting kind of resistant to Roundup, so we have to find different ways to control it. Liberty Link beans is just a different, they're just tolerant to Liberty Link, is a different thing to spray. Really, the weeds have been probably one of the biggest things we've encountered as a challenge this year, for sure.
Again, we're talking with Justin Maitland, and the topic today on Farm to Table is farming from a young farmer's perspective, and it's a great one to have. Justin, why did you choose agriculture and farming for your career?
Just growing up on the family farm, I always, loved being outside, riding in the tractors, being in the combine. My family, they told me, I can do whatever I want, with my life, but something drew me back to the farm, and I think one of the biggest things that helped me really make up my mind was one year Dad let me, I think I was about 15 or 16, Dad let me plant a good portion of our beans, and just getting to do that, and then, you go back and you check them, and you see them coming up out of the ground, and you're like, I put that seed in the ground, and it's growing, and then you tend to it, and it's just a good feeling, truthfully.
You feel like you really played a part in that harvest that year then?
Yeah, I sure did. I sure did.
Absolutely. Well, Justin, what challenges and opportunities as well do you see coming for the Maitland family farm?
Challenges is probably the price of crops. Facing the same prices as every other farmer. They're not the best. They're pretty low, so we got to do what we can to continue to grow and make ourselves a profit, and as well as grow a good crop to, you know, help feed the world. But some opportunities, probably, since I'm back on the farm full-time now, you know, maybe me and Dad are be able to take on some more acres. I mean, that should come with time, and so...
Sounds good. And as a young guy, young farmer, what are some of the new and emerging technologies that you hope to use in the future?
A lot of the technologies is all the precision products. We have some. There's a lot more, like a 2020 monitor for your planter that, you know, helps stimulate seed, tells you when you stimulate your seeds and your population and all your readouts. We're looking to get into some of that more as the year goes, or a couple of years here, and hopefully prices get a little better. So,
well, I want to know, as a young guy, I want to know how your combine looks, because when you get ready for harvest, are you going to have an Xbox in there? Are you going to have some cold drinks and a fridge? I mean, it's a long night. It's a long night out there in the combine.
Well, actually, a lot when I was younger, I ran it more, but now as I've gotten older, I'm able to drive a semi now.
Oh, cool.
So Dad's taken more control of the combine as he's gotten older, because, you know, he plants a lot more of the seeds, so he likes to, and I mean, he's in charge, so.
That's
he likes
right.
To be in control. So I've been pushed into in the semi, which I love doing it, you know, hauling the grain from the field to the elevator. I mean, cool thing to do. So
well, it's cool to hear how much you're a part of your family farm and how you're continuing the tradition. You know there's a lot of people that are leaving farming, and just you know, good thoughts your way on a good harvest this year. So Justin Maitland on a Farm to Table segment. Thank you so much, Justin.
Yes, thank you.
All right, have a good day. Yeah,
bye-bye.
Bye. 1248.